Well, the Fed expected to meet today. A lot of discussion is what they will do, whatever they do, likely to affect the markets. John Taylor is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I just hope the Fed will do something. I'm so tired of talking about that word tapering, which was something that wasn't even in my glossary a few months ago. But now the world is focused on how much will the Fed taper, when will they taper. That is, cut back on their bond purchases. And they started a two-day meeting today. The market was up 129 points yesterday in anticipation that they're trying to read the tea leaves in advance that the Fed will do nothing. We really don't know what they're going to do tomorrow, but we will find out soon. But one of the things that the Fed does look toward are inflation numbers. We kind of forget that one of the things that's going on right now is that even though the economy has improved, which might give the Fed the leeway to begin tapering, inflation is too low. Fed wants inflation higher than it currently is. It's below their bogey, their target. Well, we just got the CPI numbers just a few seconds ago in the month of November. The headline number of consumer price index only up was unchanged, no increase at all. If you take out food and energy, it was up 0.2%. If you go look at the last 12 months, the headline number up 1.2%, and if you take out food and energy, inflation is only up 1.7%, still below the target the Fed would like to have. That may be one of the things that some people say, some experts say, might keep them from tapering tomorrow. An interesting comment yesterday from the outgoing chairman of General Motors. Now, we do know, of course, that the Treasury Department just a few days ago sold the last part of their stock that they owned in General Motors, and the taxpayer realized a $10 billion loss. Now, General Motors has repaid all the debt, but the government did lose $10 billion on the stock. And the chairman, the outgoing chairman, was asked, should GM repay that? And he said, absolutely not. He said that the federal government took the risk that any other investor takes when you buy stock in a company. They should have known the risk that was involved, and GM shouldn't repay that $10 billion loss. This came on the same day that General Motors announced that they're investing $1.3 billion to modernize five plants in three states in the Midwest, Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. And of course, they've also named a new chairman, be the first ever female chairman of one of the auto manufacturers. And by the way, the outgoing chairman of General Motors said that one of the reasons that they shouldn't repay the $10 billion loss is because it was a net-net good deal for everybody. It saved millions of jobs and therefore increased tax revenue to the government. And, you know, you may think that because of our financial problems and because of our testy relationship with China, that maybe China wouldn't buy our U.S. debt anymore. Well, that's no longer the case. In fact, in the month of October, the most recent data, China was the biggest investor in buying U.S. Treasuries. They bought $10.7 billion of this debt issued by our government. And it indicates that the current holdings on the part of the Chinese government, they hold $1.3 trillion of our federal debt. And if you're one of those procrastinators that's put off Christmas shopping, surveys show that many people are later this year. Part of that's because there are four less shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. Well, we have some things that might help you. Toys R Us says that what they're going to do is they're going to stay open for 87 straight hours beginning Saturday at 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. Christmas Eve. They're going to offer shoppers the option to buy items online and come to the physical store and pick it up within an hour. But so they wouldn't be outdone by that, Kohl's says that they're going to stay open for 100 consecutive hours. So, if you're one of those people that haven't done the things yet, they're going to bail you out. Part of the reason being is because the sales so far this year are kind of disappointing in terms of what retailers are saying. So they're taking that, combining it with the fact that the survey shows people are later than normal in doing their shopping. They're going to stay open later, hope to capture some of those retail dollars.
Well, it's really all the stores I see around here, John, got a lot of people in it, but they have a lot of stock, too. So I don't know, are they buying or are they looking?
I don't know. Who knows?
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there. You could call him, too, at 479-782-2527. 782-2527 is the number to call. And if you'd like to email him, you could do so by going to John Taylor at sternag.com.